listening to the Bible 126 show.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
The Mystery of Prayer. Luke 18, verse 1, KJV. He spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. When we hear the word prayer, the very first thing that comes to our mind is talking to God. This is not a lie. When we talk to God about the things we want or the things we have been through, it is called a prayer. Prayer has been described in different ways by so many people. Different scholars, different people have given it different meanings, but these descriptions will not rule out the fact that prayer is talking to God. Jesus was teaching, and he was using parables. He talked about prayer. He said we must pray and not faint. It is something that we must learn. It is necessary for our lives as Christians. Prayer is part of the things that help us grow as Christians. What a privilege we have in Christ to be able to go to God in prayer. This is not something we should joke with. It is something we must take seriously. There have been many people in the Bible that have shown us the power of prayer. What prayer can do through Christ. Jesus was telling his followers about asking in Matthew 7 verse 7, "Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you." This is a very popular verse in the Bible. It flies everywhere, but have we ever sat to think about this verse of the Bible very well? Reading and reciting this verse is not enough. In this verse, Jesus was telling us to ask, and he was assuring us that if we ask, we will receive. This is not privilege that we get even from other people. There are times we seek help from friends or family, but they simply are not there for us. They promise most of the time, but fail to keep the promise. We can't blame anyone. They are humans too. But Jesus was telling us that we should ask anything and it shall be given. Note the word shall. It strengthens the fact that we will surely get what we asked for. Imagine the Creator of the universe telling you to ask him anything. It is like the President of your country telling you to ask him for anything. This is the number one reason why prayer is a great thing. That is the mystery of prayer. The reason many people don't pray often is that they don't know the power their prayer carries. If you could study the Bible and see how powerful every word you say to God is, you will never stop praying. There are many instances where people prayed in the Bible and great things happened. All of these biblical examples are not to intimidate you in any way or to make you feel powerless, but to encourage you on the need to pray much more. Paul and Silas in the prison. Paul and Silas were jailed for preaching the gospel. Once in prison, all they did was pray and sing to God. What happened after praying or while praying? Acts 16 verse 26, "And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bands were loosed." Can you see how powerful prayer is? The prison foundations that were heavily guarded were shaken, and an earthquake happened. Do you know that you could do the same thing? The Bible says, "The prayer of the righteous availeth much." God is telling you to talk to Him. How big is the situation you are in? Is that challenge you are facing stronger and bigger than the prison Paul and Silas were kept in? If yes, is it bigger than God who told you to tell Him about it? No. The earlier you realize that your prayer is stronger than your challenges, the earlier you overcome them. If Paul and Silas had waited for someone to bail them out or to be pitied, they might spend months there and would not have done the works of God. Hezekiah, if we are talking about sickness and diseases, we need to learn from Hezekiah. The short story of Hezekiah is that he was sick to death. To make matters worse, God sent someone to tell him of his death. This is God talking about someone's death. God has the final say. One would have thought Hezekiah would accept the information and get prepared to move on into eternity. But what did Hezekiah do? 2 Kings 20 verse 2. "Then he turned his face to the wall and prayed unto the Lord." Hezekiah went to God immediately and talked to Him. In the end, God added 15 years to Hezekiah's life. When you are sick, people look at you and say prayer cannot help. Saying prayer cannot help is like saying God cannot heal you. There are lots of diseases and sicknesses in the world right now, but you must remember God is the greatest physician. Elijah. Of course, we can't talk of people who made a difference through prayer without mentioning Elijah. We all know Elijah to be a man of fire. Elijah did something different here. He controlled nature with prayer. 1 Kings 17 verse 1. "And Elijah the Tishbite of the inhabitants of Gilead said to Ahab, As the Lord God of Israel lives, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, except at my word." Verse 7 confirmed that it happened as Elijah had spoken. It says, "And it happened after a while that the brook dried up, because there had been no rain in the land." If we look at this narration, what we will see is that Elijah controlled the rain through prayer. Is it only the rain that Elijah controlled at that moment? No. Did you know that lack of rain at that time caused a great famine? 1 Kings 18 verse 2. "So Elijah went to present himself to Ahab, and there was a severe famine in Samaria." Since farming is the major way they boost the economy, the prayer of Elijah halted that. He controlled the economy simply through prayer. Elijah also prayed that it should rain, and it rained. 1 Kings 18. This story is to let you know that you can pray that lack should come to an end in your life. God has given you access to Him. With that access, you can do all things through Christ. There is a question you need to ask yourself and provide an answer to. The question is, how have I been praying? Yes. How have you been praying? Have you been praying and you feel as if God will not answer? Truly, sometimes when we pray without our heart connected to the words we say. We just say the words because our heart is heavy and we are grieved. But do you know what God even did again to settle that? He sent the Holy Spirit. The Bible says, "For we do not know what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit Himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered." Romans 8, verse 26b. God sent the Holy Spirit to come and help us out. The Holy Spirit sees our heart. He knows when we are grieved. He knows every word that we cannot say, and He will help us to present them before the Lord. Are you still doubting the effectiveness of your prayer? Don't let the devil shut your mouth and refrain from talking to God. If you stop talking to God, you are moving far away from Him. There is a popular saying that if you can still open your mouth to say in Jesus' name, there is still hope for you. Do you want the devil to take that hope in Jesus away from you? God says in Proverbs 28 verse 17 that I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. Are you seeking God now before it's too late? The job you are looking for, have you talked to God about it? The money, the help you need, have you talked to God about it? You have spent money to get rid of an ailment, but have you spent a time to talk to God about it? Before you pick up the phone, first of all, go to the throne. God is never tired of listening to our prayers.